Republicans hope they now have a solid chance of reclaiming a West Central Illinois state Senate seat held by Democrats for more than a decade. The seat is up for grabs because Democrat John Sullivan is not seeking re-election. Republican Jill Tracy stopped in each of the district's 11 counties this week to officially launch her campaign to replace Sullivan. Tracy says it's time for both parties to give and take on the state budget so it can be resolved. And she says she'd like to see affordable tuition for college students. As for MAP grants,
certainly, I think if you have proper revenues, like I say, going back to that natural revenue growth, which is what the platform that the governor is hanging out for to revitalize Illinois' job opportunities, then you will have that. But first and foremost, you need to fund higher education properly so average families can afford it.
There's a 31.5% reduction funding higher education properly, because that's what the governor proposed.
Well, like I say, first you get your ducks in a row, if you will, as to your revenues matching your spending, or not overspending. But higher education has been cut dramatically, and I want to see much that we fund it properly.
Tracy is an attorney. She married into the family that owns Dot Foods. Tracy served 8 years in the Illinois House. She gave up that seat to run for lieutenant governor, but her bid for the statewide office fell short in last year's GOP primary. However, she feels what she learned from that experience will help make her a better legislator. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-States Public Radio News.